Okay, I'll call the meeting back to order. This is Chairman Brad Holton, present is Commissioner Brooks, Commissioner Van Beek. We have a 10:30 agenda item and it's DSD general business. So with that, let's get started, Josh.
Okay, thank you. Well, commissioners, I want to let you know that we had our first AOI meeting yesterday. We had most of the cities had representatives at that meeting, and our DSD team that's handling that has another meeting scheduled where the rest of them should be there.
Oh, good.
So what we did in general was a rough schedule with those cities. We talked to them about the state's criteria for where that boundary should be and some examples of what we would expect in order to fulfill proving that criteria, if you will. So those were just examples, and we emphasized to them there could be other avenues for that because we recognize some of the smaller cities may not have, you know, sewer water master plans, things of that nature. But I think within the criteria, there could be other justifications. So we were trying to give them as many avenues as we could to justify their boundaries.
Okay.
Also, I want to let you know that the private road workshop will be next Thursday, May 8th. And thanks to Aaron here, he coordinated a lot of that for us. And we did invite everybody on your list, Chairman Holton.
Oh, good. Thank you. Did they respond or you just sent out an invite? Do we know?
Chair Holton, board, for the record, Aaron Williams, Director of Constituent Services. I responded, got a hold of all the list that I received from said individual and was able to confirm. I think there was one person that wasn't able to attend due to a knee surgery.
Okay. So they know, and if it's super important, they can appoint staff or somebody else to be here.
Yes, and with the intent of the workshop, it was to make sure we cover our bases and to get that opportunity where the constituents can come and talk about it. So,
sure. Perfect. Thank you for your help.
All right. What I wanted to end on, and I can always answer general questions, but I wanted to show you where we're at year over year with our zoning application numbers and revenues.
Oh, perfect.
Thank you.
So the graph at the top is really to show total applications, and the column all the way to the right is the difference taking 25 and subtracting it from 24. Not a huge difference there. I think one thing of note is it's still called parcel inquiries in this system because that's what it is in our permitting system, but we're down almost 60 from this time last year. Of course, on our application, we're calling those entitlement verifications, and we're working through the first tranche of those right now. Also, another thing I want to point out as we move down to the chart at the bottom is our new fees went into effect March 20th. So that is probably affecting the overall total of our fees. And we are in the black around $17,800. But with, you know, almost the same amount of permits. So I think that's a positive as far as revenue is concerned.
Okay.
And I'm here to answer questions on this or any DSD business you'd like to discuss.
Chairman?
Yes.
Question on the temporary permitting for 90 days for the RVs. Is that, I thought that that was in discussion but hadn't been implemented, but maybe I was wrong. Maybe you can help me with that.
My understanding is that has been part of the code for a while.
Okay.
And the SFD is if you're going to build your house but you want to live on site is the difference there.
Okay.
But yeah, I believe the temporary permits for the RVs, I think that has been in effect for a little while.
I was just surprised at the low number of those, given the number of people that were opting for that. That's been a couple of three more years ago, but.
Well, a lot of where that's going on, it's done without a permit.
Right.
As we saw, you know, in that Linda Lane enforcement we had, and we do find a lot of that. One of the CUPs that's working its way through this through the system right now. It was kind of a trucking, staging area for trucking, and a bunch of the truckers were living on site, and we had to, you know, inform the applicant, hey, you can't do that, so.
Okay. So are, Chairman?
Yes.
Are they actively looking for that, or they're still waiting for complaints to come into code enforcement before they go on site and cite?
For RVs?
Yes.
On the example I just provided, or in general?
In general.
I think in general it's being done, and people don't understand that requires a temporary use permit.
Okay. So I don't know how we get at that, Chairman, but that is prevalent, I think, at a high degree across Canyon County. And the only reason I bring it up is not because I want people to be homeless, but because for safety reasons, those structures are not built for long-term living. So there's some fire issues with that. Maybe you can expand on that more than I am, but.
Well, as far as the dyed-in-the-wool safety issues, I'm not sure. What we don't want to see is a situation where the sewage is not being disposed of properly. That would be my main concern. It could be an opportunity for public outreach about, hey, if you're going to do this, you're limited to the 90 days and you do need this permit, something of that nature, I think would be probably about the way we'd get. That would be the way I would approach that right now, knowing
yeah.
the current makeup of how these work.
Okay, thanks for your feedback. And I would support that. Mm-hmm. That's also a way for to keep compliance within Canyon County on our own ordinance, and then the sewage thing as he's identified, but also there is a potential to help support the code enforcement salaries that go out and do that work. If they would have to reapply every 90 days for a permit unless or until their house is built or they find other housing. So that's just food for thought.
Yeah.
On the parcel inquiries, are we giving enough specificity to the inexperienced person who's caught up in this that they know what they're wanting to purchase at a title company to bring back the information to us?
I believe we are. We had met with one of the frequent flyers as far as splits go. He did have some questions, and I think we answered those questions. Really, to me, it's an outcomes-based approach. We need the following evidence. Whatever your title company calls it or however they get there is our approach right now.
Okay.
So.
Yeah, I heard that there was at least three different nuances on the title insurance companies. And we're not asking for insurance. We're just asking for research into the parcel. Okay. As long as we're on it, that's good.
And I think one good way to handle that is if somebody who's not kind of in this development world comes in, we can provide direct coaching with them. It wouldn't be like a all or nothing situation. So.
Right. Okay. All right. Very good. Well, thanks for the numbers and the call out on the actual applications. I don't know, have we had anything like this in my tenure?
No, Mr. Chair, I was just going to ask about this report.
Yes.
The reports keep getting better and better.
Better and better.
Really appreciate this because it's easy to understand from where we were to where we are now. Are these canned reports out of CAPS, or do you guys put this together?
We work with IT staff through CAPS, our permitting system, and they're able to extract this information.
Perfect. Make sure you don't have to do this manually.
Oh, no, sir.
If you didn't, we will correct that. Have some contacts in IT.
Yeah, you bet.
But well done.
Yes, very well done.
Thank you. And we're trying to develop something similar for our building group.
Oh, yeah.
The issue, in general, we've done quite a few more single-family permits. The building official has concerns about what he's seeing in the kind of analogous report to this and what he knows they've done. So that's going to take some drilling down before I'm comfortable or he's comfortable bringing that to you. So,
okay. All right.
I just want to let you know that we're working on that as well. And last time I brought you the code enforcement statistics for case numbers, officers, and the areas they cover. So.
Right. That was interesting.
Yeah, it's a lot. So,
All right. Anything else?
I just want to say thank you. I didn't realize, I talked with Josh after our last meeting, that you had been formerly employed by Canyon County, but it's great that you're here and the work that you're doing is very nice. Thank you. Mm-hmm.
How exciting. I knew something that Commissioner Van Deek did. I'll have to remind you of that several times today. That's cool.
Cliff Lavin reporting here.
All right. All right. Is there anything else? If not, I'd entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
Motion's been made and seconded for adjournment. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimously. Let's consider ourselves adjourned to our next agenda item. Thank you.